Talk About on Radio Kerry with Mary Gallagher.
Very good afternoon to you. Mary Gallagher here with you, sitting in for Deirdre Walsh today on Talk About. Hope you're all keeping well. If there's anything that you would like to get in contact with us about, if you've a view on anything on today's show or indeed anything else, you can give us a call on 066 712 3666 or you can text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. Now, a leading economist and lecturer at Cork University Business School, Dr. Brian Turner, has said the Irish Health Service is effectively having to ration care through long waiting lists and wait times for care as a result of serious capacity and resourcing deficits. And he has compared the health service capacity challenges to climbing Skellig Michael. And the health service is something that we discuss regularly here on the Talk About programme and indeed on Kerry Today and on our news here on Radio Kerry. It's something that so many people have problems with. They've had long waiting lists, long wait times perhaps in the ED. There are many, many different stories to tell. Well, to talk more about this, I am joined now on the line by Dr. Brian Turner. Dr. Turner, good afternoon. You're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Mary. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. Look, we hear every day about these long waiting lists, people waiting to get into hospital for care. Almost 908,000 people in Ireland are currently on some form of waiting list. This really is crazy, isn't it? Do you think it's all down to capacity in the system?
I think the capacity issue is probably the biggest issue. I mean, there are a lot of different factors involved, but certainly capacity is a major issue. I mean, it's hard to believe, but we actually had more hospital beds in 1980 than we do now, despite the fact that our population has grown by over a third since then. So, you know, we lost an awful lot of our hospital capacity during kind of the late 80s, early 90s, and that hasn't really been built back up since then. So we're still playing catch up now at this point in time. So that's a huge part of the problem, really.
And we're hearing too the whole time about people who are newly trained in the medical services that they're heading abroad because, you know, there are better terms and conditions in other countries, you know, like Australia or Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the most interesting kind of pairs of statistics that I've seen is from the OECD, which compares health systems right across. And according to the latest figures, we actually are producing the highest number of medical graduates per capita of any OECD country. And yet, at the same time, we have the third highest proportion of foreign-trained doctors working in our health system. So we're training all these doctors, and yet we're not retaining them, and we're not, they're not coming more to work in the Irish health system. So we need to try and address that issue and try and recruit and retain a lot more of the medical talent that we're producing.
And the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, their campaign, you're speaking, I suppose, surrounding the launch of their Care Can't Wait campaign, but they have said that there are over 900 permanent hospital consultant posts that aren't filled in Ireland. That's, 900, that's just staggering.
It is indeed, and I mean, you know, this is in the context of the Sláinte Care Plan, which predicts that we're going to need about a 20% increase in our consultant numbers over the course of 10 years. Now, that's despite the fact that we can't even fill the vacancies that we have at the moment. So it really highlights the scale of the challenge that's going to be needed. And I mean, even if we take the Sláinte Care report as saying an increase of 20%, I mean, the ESRI has come out with research since then saying actually we're probably going to need somewhere between 30 and 40% of an increase in our consultant numbers to meet the demands, because we have a growing and an aging population. So we're going to have more demands on our health service. So the time to build back that capacity really is now, because the longer we leave it, the harder it's going to get.
And something like that, it's not a quick fix. I mean, you can't just magic up, medically trained staff. So many more of them, as we said, that have been trained in Ireland have gone abroad. I mean, what do we do to try and get them back? Like, is it, improve the terms and conditions, improve the contracts that consultants have, and even for nurses? I mean, there's a huge shortage of nurses and doctors in this country. So what realistically can be done to get them back to work in Ireland long term?
Absolutely, and I suppose we're trying to recruit all these people in the context of an international shortage of doctors and nurses. So we really have to work hard to try and attract them in. Now, in terms of how we do that, I think definitely the pay and conditions need to be looked at. Now, obviously, it's not all about money. It's not just about pay. It's also about the conditions. And I think I was very heartened, really, a couple of years ago when the pandemic started, by the response to the Beyond Call for Ireland initiative. It suggests, like, a lot of people signed up for that, and it suggested that there is a lot of goodwill out there amongst Irish-trained medical staff to come back and work in the Irish system. So if the conditions were right, I think they, you know, we could potentially recruit the number of people that we need. But I suppose in the short term, a lot of the doctors and the nurses are leaving because of the chaotic nature of our hospitals, and you know it's full on all the time because of the capacity shortage. So there's a little bit of a chicken and egg scenario going on here, in that, you know, in order to attract people in, we need to offer them decent working conditions, but until such time as we attract people in, the working conditions are going to remain quite strained. So it's a case of just trying to get the balance right and trying to improve on that bit by bit.
And I mean, we've had a problem with our health service for a long time, but now, I mean, we're dealing with an influx of people who are fleeing war, whether it's in Ukraine or from other countries. So our population is hugely rising, and it just appears that the health service is just going in the wrong direction. It's getting worse.
Yeah, I suppose one of the interesting things about it is that the Sláinte Care report was accompanied by a health service capacity review in 2018. And the capacity review was based on population projections, which suggested that we'd have just under 5 million people in the country by 2021 and just over 5.1 million by 2026. Now, the census figures from April of this year, the preliminary census figures, show that we're almost already at the 2026 projections under the Health Service Capacity Review. In fact, that was April, so by now we probably have actually passed the 5.14 million that was being projected. So, and that was even before we had the significant influx of people from Ukraine. So our population is growing, and it's also aging more rapidly than a lot of other European countries as well. So that's stimulating demand for health services. So I mean, it is really kind of underlying the need to work on this straight away and to keep working on this.
I suppose successive governments have really failed to sort out the health service over the years. What do you see, you know, in your role as an economist, what do you see that the government can do? I mean, you know, looking at the figures, I mean, they've pulled money out of somewhere to, you know, to help people and help businesses through the pandemic. You know, we're responding to the current war. What do you think it takes? I mean, to me, I'd imagine it's going to take a hell of a lot of money in order to rectify what is wrong in the health service when it comes to bed capacity and bringing in and retaining staff.
It is, and I suppose, again, Sláinte Care suggests that by the end of the 10-year timeframe of that report, we'll be spending an extra €2.8 billion a year more on the health service than we were at the start, over and above any natural increases for demographic pressures and medical inflation. So, it does suggest that we are going to have to spend a lot more. Now, I suppose it's not just about the money. We need reform of the system, and we need reorganisation of the system as well. And in fairness, some progress has been made in terms of kind of boosting primary care to try and keep people out of hospitals as best we can. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that we don't need additional hospital capacity. We do, but we need an even greater increase in the primary care capacity. So we need to reorganise the system. We need to invest in the system, both in terms of capital investment, in terms of new hospitals, new primary care centres, and also in terms of the workforce as well. So, you know, it's going to take money and reforms. But I suppose the slight concern I'd have is that, you know, we've come out of the pandemic. We've now got into a cost of living crisis. The government has been spending a lot of money to try and insulate people as best they can from these crises. Now, at some point, you know, they're going to have to rein in the spending. So I suppose the concern would be that they need to keep spending on health and not just rein in spending right across the board. And they actually need to make sure that they keep their eye on the ball, so to speak, and not be distracted by all these crises. And yeah, we've also got the climate crisis running alongside in the background. Like, so, you know, they need to keep their eye on the ball and make sure that they follow through on Sláinte Care. Now, realistically, we're not going to get all of the sludge care reforms and investment done in the 10-year time frame. I don't think anybody would expect that to happen. But we need to keep on working on it, even beyond the 10-year time frame, and just bit by bit increase the capacity of the system and make the best use we can of the capacity that we have as well. So I think the there's a lot of work to be done for whoever takes over as chief executive of the HSE, now that Paul Reid has retired.
Yeah, and do you think there is that will there in government to dig deep to try and sort out the health crisis? As I said, you know, there's always been some crisis within health. It's never been perfect, you know, going from one government to the other. Do you think that will is there to, you know, to dig deep in the pockets and to really spend a lot on money and to try spend a lot of money on health and to try and sort out the system?
I think there is, and the one thing that really reassures me is that Sláinte Care was a cross-party agreed framework for how to proceed with the health system for over 10 years. So irrespective of which parties are in government, we should see a consistent approach to increasing the capacity in the health system. Now, I suppose, you know, the will is there, and you know, I think in fairness, over the last couple of years, health has seen an increased budget. Now, of course, a lot of that went on COVID, so it's only once the dust settles post COVID that we'll get a better sense of where we are now, you know, relative to where we were pre COVID. But in fairness, the money has been made available, but it's a case of trying to get the workforce in to spend money on wages and salaries, but also on the capital side of things. I mean, we have, for example, we have three new elective-only hospitals due to be built, none of which are broken ground, and yet from the time that Sláinte Care was published in the first half of 2017 to the first half of this year, tender price inflation has increased by nearly 50%. So the costs of actually building the hospitals, the primary care centres, all these facilities has increased now. So that probably needs to be re-looked at as well. And the budget that's set aside for all of that probably needs to be increased to reflect the fact that construction costs now have risen quite substantially and are continuing to do so.
Yeah, there certainly are a lot of challenges there. I think when you compare,
very depressing.
Yeah, I think when you compare the health service capacity challenges to climbing Skellig, Michael, I think you hit the nail on the head there. Look, Brian, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your views on this. And I suppose all we can say is we can hope that we will see some reform and more money put into the health service, and we will see it start to go in the right direction over the coming years. But for now, thanks so much for sharing.
Hope springs eternal.
Exactly. Thanks so much for sharing your views with us.
Thanks very much, mate.
No problem. Dr. Brian Turner there, economist, lecturer at the Cork University Business School, talking there as the Irish Hospital Consultants Association launched their latest campaign, Care Can't Wait. And I suppose they're, you know, raising the huge issues of being, you know, over 900 consultant positions being left unfilled and about 908,000 people currently on some form of a waiting list. It really is unbelievable when you hear those figures. But look, you know, as Brian said there, hopefully there is that cross-party agreement with Sláinte Care. Hopefully we will start to see some movement in it over the coming years. All we can do is hope, as he says there.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.